Item number 10.
From the Director of the Department of Administrative Services, requesting approval of JP Morgan Securities as lead book runner underwriter, Royal Bank of Canada Capital Markets as co-senior managing underwriter, and Seabrook Bradford Shanks and Company as co-manager for the funding of the 2009B taxable pension notes.
Thank you. Good morning, Ms. Bryant.
Good morning, Pamela Bryant, Capital Finance Manager.
Proceed, please.
The POB work group met in an effort to have a discussion about the pension obligation bonds that were issued in 2009. Those of you who are here will recall that we actually had two issues. One was $265 million. It was a 20-year term. And the other one was a five-year note for $135 million. That note will be due in 2013. The principal amount would be the full $135. It was understood at the time that the county's intentions were to refund that $135. So the work group convened to have a discussion about the timing of that, the structure of that. And as a part of that discussion, it became obvious that it would be helpful to have an underwriter on board to assist us with that discussion. So an RFP was issued. We received 13 responses. The panel was convened. It consisted of a member from the Public Policy Forum, MMSD, and the City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. The consensus was J.P. Morgan as the senior book-running underwriter. They also were the winner of the original issue that was issued in 2009. RBC, Royal Bank of Canada, as the co-senior, and Seabrook Bradford Shank as the co-manager on the deal. Our recommendation is that you approve of that, and I'm before you for any questions you may have.
Move approval.
Supervisor Cullen moves approval. Any questions, concerns? Supervisor Jersey and Supervisor Schmidt.
I think it's J.P. Morgan that had $2 billion lost in the hedge funds.
Mr. Chair,
my question would be if I'm correct that it was J.P. Morgan, have you conferred with anyone to make sure this hasn't in any way changed the results of the RFP and if they're still capable of appropriately serving?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I also have David Anderson from Public Financial Management, our FA. It's my understanding that, yes, it was J.P. Morgan, that the $2 billion loss represented about 0.1% of their net assets. But if you need a comment from Mr. Anderson, he can provide that for you.
Well, maybe he can just confirm that that won't in any way affect their capacity to perform.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I agree with Pam. It represented us. It's a big amount. There's no question about it, but it represents a small amount of their net worth, and it has not affected their ability to underwrite any municipal bond.
Thank you.
Mr. Anderson, the name you're from again? The
PFM.
PFM? I'm sorry, PFM. Thank you. Public Management.
Public Financial Management.
Public Financial Management. Thank you very much. Any other questions?
I have a comment.
Supervisor.
Yes, and I have a comment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And that's since I opened my big mouth already on pension obligation bonds and such. And I'd like to give your office, in particular Ms. Bryant, a lot of credit on this. This was a very heady issue that we had in a long time. We got the best rights, the best rates, the best deal, I think, and we, you know, because you waited and we're patient and we didn't jump into it. And it's really made a major difference. Maybe the reporters will ever sometime look into that. I have put trust in you. I think our staff has, and I would ask you to continue to be as diligent as you have been in the past. These are capital issues that we're not real capable of understanding all the nuances, and we rely on your office to give us. We make sure we're getting the right rates again, and we have the right people behind us. And when we did the substitution, we wanted to make sure we could get that information from you. I think that was part of our rationale through our staff's help. So, you know, I'm looking forward to trusting that information and to make sure you keep doing a good job and give us good information and get us the help we need in these very complex areas and the big money matters that we have to do. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Anyone else? We have a motion for approval for item number 10. Madam Clerk.
On approval, Supervisors Cullen?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Ella West?
Aye.
Joseph?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 7-0.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.